one of the bright spots that I think everyone seems to be looking for right now is just a little bit of encouragement every day. So in a time when so much of our news cycle is dominated by bad news, often news programs try to put in a few stories that highlight something inspirational and heartwarming. For those of you who maybe are spending some time on social media, you know, it's always encouraging to see someone who intentionally shares posts that are kind of full of goodness. And we all need to see that right now, don't we? One of the YouTube shows that has exploded in popularity in the last month is a show that's hosted by John Krasinski called Some Good News. Stories that show examples of love and generosity and kindness. Stories like that just have a way of lifting us up and brightening our day and bringing a smile to our face. Well, today I think the Apostle Paul seems to be in one of those moments when he shares this writing that comes in his letter to the Christians in Rome. In fact, he starts out, the first four chapters of the book of Romans are full of some pretty bad news. The quick summary is this: we are all severely messed up people, torn apart by our own sinful nature, and everything that we have ever tried on our own to dig our way out of this mess has failed. The Christian church in Rome has it hard enough with persecution and hostility, and Paul's letter here, at least so far, does not seem to be much of a pick-me-up. We could sure use a spot of good news right about now. So let's see where Paul takes that, where he picks it up in chapter 5. So I'll begin reading in Romans chapter 5 with verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Chapter 5 of Romans begins to turn that corner from bad news to good news. There's this shift in the letter in which Paul now starts moving to a theme of hope. He begins Romans 5 with a message about the glory of God. The glory of God in which we have hope. Yes, it's about time. If you're reading through the first four chapters of Romans, we could use some glorious hope right about now. It's time for Paul to bring the truth of this glorious, hope-filled gospel message in order to lift the spirits of his distraught audience. So he begins chapter 5. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope, the glory of God. Yes, this is exactly what we needed to hear right now. But wait, there's more. Then Paul goes on and he says in verse 3, not only so, but we also glory in your sufferings. Wait. I'm going to stop you right there, Paul. You find glory in our sufferings? Do you realize how twisted that sounds? Imagine it. Suppose a friend calls you and shares some incredibly bad news of tremendous suffering and hardship, and my reply is, well, that sounds absolutely glorious. I don't think so. That strikes me all wrong. Paul, I think you've lost your sense this time. It's not okay to take glory in the sufferings of your friends. I thought this was supposed to be the part of Paul's letter to the church in Rome where he was supposed to turn the corner. I think it's time for Paul to get us away from all this bad news. I mean, I thought that there was this place here where we were going in this chapter where it started out so well and we were starting to take off on this brilliant message of hope that is based on the new life that we all have in Jesus. I mean, the answer to the trap of sin has been provided. Jesus himself has extended his very righteousness upon us. It's a complete gift of grace so that we may have peace with God because the guilt of our sin has been taken away. That is the good news of the gospel right there. That is the message of hope in which our glory has its foundation. That's the reason that we worship God. So why on earth do you have to break this moment and drag our own sufferings and trials back into this picture? I think we need just a little more explanation from Paul here. And look, he does that. He provides this explanation. He goes on from there. Not only so, he says in verse 3, but we also have glory in our sufferings because, here's the explanation, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Paul begins chapter 5 with this theme of hope. And then, in this strange twist, he even finds a way for suffering and hardship to be experiences that do not challenge or diminish Christian hope. In fact, just the opposite. Sufferings and hardships only serve to build and strengthen Christian hope. I admit, this is a message I need to hear right now, because this is a message that I may not necessarily want to hear right now. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. Here's the thing. The character and hope part, that all sounds great. Of course, we want and we pray that God would bless us with this abundance of character and hope. But honestly, I would prefer that God would bestow the gifts of character and hope without the suffering and the perseverance part. Can we just skip over those first two and pick it up at the last two? Can we glide past suffering and perseverance and still somehow then obtain this full and rich measure of character and hope? Because that's what I want. That's the message I want to hear from God's word today. I want to hear the message that this upside down, backwards turn that our entire world has been taken on right now is just a blip on the radar. That it's something that maybe we can just put behind us and it can be completely forgotten. I want to hear the message that there is some easy way out of this. That's what I want. I want God to Amazon Prime a shipment of character and hope right to my doorstep so that all I have to do is wake up the next day and there it is, delivered right to me. I wish Christian character and Christian hope worked that way, because that's what I want. But that's not the message I need, because that's not the message of truth. The truth, right? God's word is the truth. And the truth here, which the Apostle Paul must tell the church, is that our vital character as growing disciples of Jesus, which is being shaped by our own sanctification, is a character which is built and strengthened in times of suffering. It's a character that is being built and strengthened by extended periods of perseverance. Character development does not come automatically, and it does not come easy, but it is such a vitally important response to our identity in Christ. Yes, I admit, I may not want to hear that. I want to hear that the path to a strong Christian character is a road that is wide and easy, but it's Jesus who says this in Matthew 7. He says this, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many may enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Not necessarily the message I want today, but the message I need to hear. I need to be reminded right now that perseverance has a greater purpose, because I seem to forget that pretty easily. There's a reason for us to pursue a path of perseverance, and it's because perseverance ought to turn our attention to the strengthening of character and hope. Perseverance, then, is the act of using endurance to get through something. Marathon runners know something about this. They train for months in order to run extended distances. They teach their bodies how to endure through a long race in order to see it all the way through to the finish. Perseverance acknowledges that success is not instant. It will take work. It takes work to achieve the end goal. But at the same time, it is the endurance and the fortitude of the long journey that makes the achievement of the goal that much more cherished. A sports team which wins a championship season must put in the long hours and hard work of practice and development and tough, close games in order to get to those finals. I suppose if there ever was a championship team which never had to work for that goal, right? Never practiced, never put it out there on the field because winning just came so easy. It was just automatic. Sure, it's a championship, but really, there's not as much achievement to savor in a victory like that. I mean, I think there's a reason that every single sports movie ever made highlights perseverance. The perseverance that's required to see through struggles and achieve the outcome. And I think there's a reason that every single sports movie ever made shows us that what really resonates through those movies and touches our hearts is not always the victory itself. It's the strong character that is formed and built in those people through their perseverance. Let's see what that looks like. Let's be honest. Sometimes perseverance is a quality that we choose, right? Sometimes in life, we have the option of quitting or dropping out or just spinning our wheels, right? Going through the motions, but we're not really looking or moving ahead. Sometimes there are moments in life when the opportunity to persevere is right in front of us, but we back away from it because we can. Because we have the choice. Then there are other times, other moments when perseverance is not an option. There's no opportunity to quit or drop out or choose a different path. You persevere whether you want to or not. And this is the place where so many of us are finding ourselves right now. You know, it may look a little different for each one of us. For some of us, it is persevering through a time in which our work has slowed down or gone away, and we are facing some extended unemployment, right? For others of us, it may be a time of persevering through a time in which school needs to be completed online, and a whole new way of learning is there without being able to see friends or enjoy extracurricular activities. For some of us, it's persevering through a time in which maybe we're the parents who now have become the at-home teachers for those students and are helping our kids adjust to this new system and to complete all their work well so that they continue learning what they need to know so that they can develop and move forward and go on to the next grade. For some of us, it's persevering through a time in which we may be isolated all alone because we don't live with anybody else. And now we can't even go out and meet others for coffee or just a visit. For some of us, maybe it's persevering through a time in which we're living in a cramped house with so many other people who are there with us in our family, and we can't leave or go out and find some space to be apart or just to be alone for a while. You see, I think it may be different for every single one of us. We all have a different take on this, but these are all examples of perseverance that are more or less thrust upon us right now. We didn't choose this. We didn't sign up for this. We didn't volunteer for this. The question which this passage of Scripture places in front of us today is a question of character development, right? How is God shaping and forming your character as a disciple of Jesus through this time of perseverance? Are you asking yourself that question? Are you even paying attention to it? Because this is a time of perseverance through some struggle. And Paul is telling the church that perseverance produces character. So then, what kind of character is being produced in you right now? Make no mistake about it, right? Perseverance does this. It does, in fact, produce character. But what kind of character is it? Because while there may be character traits which we admire and that we hold up as desirable, right? I mean, traits like honesty, integrity, faithfulness, trustworthiness, compassion, kindness, generosity. There's also character traits which are not desirable. Bitterness, selfishness, greed, corruption, being fearful or vengeful or spiteful. What kind of character traits are you allowing to grow inside of you right now through this time of prolonged perseverance? You see, Romans 5, I think, reminds us today that each one of us is given the gift of the Holy Spirit, which God so graciously pours out into his church. And through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, even times of struggling perseverance have the ability to yield good fruit. That's familiar language. It's familiar language for the church. The New Testament talks often about this growing sanctified character within us is like this fruit that's being produced, that we bear. Paul's letter to the Galatian churches, he even gives a list of what these character traits of this fruit of the Spirit looks like when it shows up in our lives. Character traits like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You and I have this opportunity right now today to grow and strengthen the character which God is building within us through his Holy Spirit. And perseverance is what gives us the training ground in which this character grows, the place where it happens. The perseverance that we have here, though, also leads us to character, which is what brings us back to hope again. That is, after all, Paul's central theme for Romans 5. He reminds us that he reminds us and the Christians in Rome that for all of us in the church yet today, we've been given this remarkable gift of hope. But look how that hope comes about in the way that Paul talks about it in Scripture. You see, because it's not a hope that is distant or detached from us. It's not this hope that floats apart in our lives in some disconnected way. No, it's a hope that comes from God and has been planted into our very lives through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. It's a hope that moves and forms us in our lives today. It's a hope that can guide and strengthen and uphold God's people in the church and around the world. So Paul reminds us today that even our hope finds opportunities for greater expression and new growth in the lives of us, of those who follow him. Even in times of struggle and suffering, this hope still holds fast as something which God builds even stronger as perseverance leads to character, and character leads to hope. Yes, I wish I could see all of you today, right? I wish we could be meeting together in church, in person, face to face, because our times of worship feel so much more uplifting when we are gathered together. We're all struggling through this extended time apart from one another. Even so, find strength today in which the Word of God reminds us that there's glory, even in this time of perseverance. May God, through His Holy Spirit, continue to build and form His character in you as we bear the image of Christ. And may that growing character provided to you strengthen the hope that we have given to us through Christ Jesus for all eternity. Let's close this time in prayer together. God, we thank you for the character and the hope that you do provide for your people. God, we confess and we admit today that sometimes we look for that character development and we look for that hope in ways through which we don't always have to persevere through times of struggle or trial or hardship. But God, we pray in faith today that you will take those times that we have, even times of struggle and hardship, and that you will use those times to produce the character that you are forming in us through your Holy Spirit, so that we may cling even more tightly to the hope that you provide for us. We thank you for that. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior.